Live. It's your show. Bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those for free on us at freetalklive.com. Bradenton man, 94 years old and trapped in a prostitution sting, right from where you grew up, Mark. Bradenton,
yeah.
Florida, according to the Sarasota Herald Tribune. A 94-year-old man whose arrest in a prostitution sting caused an international buzz and will not be prosecuted. A judge ruled Tuesday that Frank Milio was a victim of entrapment. Milio, who has dementia, was unable to get into a care facility while his case was pending. The undercover Manatee County Sheriff's Office detective on the street corner that afternoon in November took 30 steps to go chat with Milio, who authorities say had honked his car horn at the woman to get her attention. Milio, who turned 94 this month, stopped his car in a parking lot about 60 feet away from the woman, who was standing in an area where authorities regularly set up stings to nab Johns. Milio did not flash his lights or say anything to lure the woman over.
He honked his horn.
Well, apparently. The woman opened his passenger side door and leaned inside. "Do you want a party tonight?" she asked Milio, who replied that he wanted to think about it for another 15 or 20 minutes. The officer asked about money. She asked whether Milio wanted sex. Milio replied, "Huh?" Milio eventually offered to pay for oral sex. Manatee County Judge George Brown weighed in Tuesday, tossing the misdemeanor case in a six-page order that questions the extent to which the detective controlled the nature and direction of the sexual conversation. Now, if Mr. Milio was a 23-year-old man instead of a 93-year-old man,
he'd be out on his butt.
Yeah. How would this be different?
Would
the judge have tossed it out?
No.
Manatee County Judge...
This only got tossed because it got, you know, he had...
Got attention.
Yeah, that international attention.
This particular 93-year-old man was encouraged and or enticed to proceed with the police officer's direction of conversation, wrote the judge. For his attorney, the judge's decision vindicated an elderly man whose arrest made news across the nation and landed in the late-night monologues. How did we miss this story, Mark? Of David Letterman and Jay Leno, the Drudge Report picked up the story as well. Milio, the attorney said, is an old man who enjoyed flirting with a pretty woman, and he never had any intention to pay for sex. Greco did not blame the authorities, as the attorney, saying he applauds the efforts police take to combat prostitution. But the attorney criticized the state's decision to file charges against Milio, who lives alone and suffers from dementia. He said, "I'm very disappointed how the state attorney's office handled this case. In June, he filed papers challenging the arrest, and the prosecutor said in court that Milio was well aware of what he was saying and requesting. They dismissed the claim that he was enticed to offer money for sex. Milio could have driven away at any point," he said. The judge said the sequence of actions and conversation by the undercover officer carried with it a substantial risk that Milio would commit a crime. So they are bending over backwards here to make it sound like there was something unusual about the way this particular prostitution sting was done. And that's, you know, just crap. This woman does the same damn thing to everybody that pulls up.
We had a story, it couldn't be 6 months ago, about a guy who got a prostitution arrest for asking directions of a female officer
with his wife in the car.
Right. I mean, it's crazy. The fact is, if you speak to one of these women that are, doing these stings, you are going to be arrested for soliciting prostitution. If you speak to them, you know, I in my younger days, for some reason, I used to think it was funny to honk at and wave at hookers while I went by on North Trail. I guess it's because I drove by every day there in Sarasota. Mm-hmm. I used to think it was funny. You know, I'm lucky they didn't come bring
damn
squad
right
cars after me and arrest me for soliciting just because I, you know, ah.
I'm telling you, man, it's just crazy. How can anybody out there look at these laws and say, this is good? We've got it good here in America. Everything's fine. Best country in the world. Freedom. Yeah, baby. I mean, how can anybody
look at
this? Well,
it's not them. They know that they don't go to those neighborhoods. It's the respectables. Once again, I'm afraid. It's not going to happen to me.
1-800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Eric in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi, how's it going?
What's on your mind?
I was just talking with a friend earlier. He was asking me about the probe on Chertoff, the ACLU calling on them.
Mm-hmm.
And just, wondering why it took so long, number point one, for Michael Chertoff to come on the probe, and then number two...
What are they probing? I don't know anything about this, so what is it they're probing?
Well, if you go to roguegovernment.com, I think that's Lee Rogers' website. He has a link there. It's, he's created militarized zones within the U.S., and it's overuse of the terrorist watch list. Like I guess like 150 miles within the border, there's a bunch of checkpoints.
Right, that is true.
And of course, we just hit the 1 millionth person on the terror watch list.
As we discussed earlier, yes.
And then my second point was how does a person, a dual citizenship person like Chertoff, even get to become the head of Homeland Security?
I don't know that he has dual citizenship, but it's scary if he does.
Yeah, he's an Israeli citizen as well as American.
What does it matter? Isn't that kind of, I mean, somewhat irrelevant? I mean, as though Michael Chertoff wouldn't be replaced by some American citizen who is just as bad? Does that really even matter? Seems like a technicality to me.
Sounds like a pretty strict conflict of interest. You know, you got two countries that you're, kind of, keeping your...
Okay, yeah, I see where you're coming from there, but I don't think that replacing Chertoff is going to do anything. I mean, it's not going to restore liberty.
I agree with my partner there, is that, we can find... They'll find an American that will do the same thing.
Or worse.
Like a General Petraeus?
Whoever. I mean, you can name whoever you want. They're all the same to me. I mean, replace one bureaucrat with another, and they all do the same thing. They all agitate for more laws, more intrusiveness, more oppression, and their names change, and they look a little different every 4 years or whatever, whenever they decide to quit and have a new one come on. But the results are the same. We all get enslaved a little bit more.
Yeah, that is for sure. That is definitely for sure. But, obviously the Homeland Security was only started after 9/11 anyway, and the Patriot Act, which shouldn't have happened either. So, I mean, I think the root of Homeland Security goes back to the Patriot Act.
Oh, yeah.
After 9/11, which I agree. Was all crafted prior to 9/11 anyway.
And yep, what is it that the ACLU is expecting to do here? I mean, this guy, the Bush administration, is going to be around for less than a half a year at this point. And if somebody else gets elected, he's probably going to get replaced. So what is this going to do?
They're basically just one of the points is that the committee wants to investigate the racial profiling at the immigration checkpoints and also those militarized zones. They want to, to set some of the towns around the border are turning into, kind of like police state. Places like papers, please, every time you stop at the stoplight or whatever checkpoint. So I guess that's what they're trying to do. And the bang for your buck on these expenditures for security versus the freedom losses are in big question.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can never get security from these government goons. It's just security theater. And you lose your freedom.
And every time the government's involved, you're always going to spend way too much for way too little.
You lose freedom, and you get nothing in return.
Doesn't matter if they're building a bridge or a school.
And I don't want to give up any of my freedoms. I'll take my risks. Thank you very much. I'd rather have my freedom and have a little bit of risk in my life than this whole idea of a security state, which, by the way, hasn't removed any risk whatsoever. If you want to go blow something up tomorrow, you can go do it. Just go and get the parts that you need very quietly and do it subtly and build your bomb and go and blow it up, and no one will ever know about it. There's nothing that can stop that from happening. No amount of security could stop that.
Yeah, for a person that doesn't fear loss, they can do anything.
Too right. Eric, thanks for the call, dude. We appreciate it. I understand where these guys are coming from. Like, they feel like they're doing something. And the ACLU has done good things, no doubt about it. But to suggest that the problem with the checkpoints is that they're profiling? No, no, no. The problem with the checkpoints is the checkpoints. But no, that's not the issue. They're focusing on the wrong part of it. And that's not going to result in anything changing. Nothing's going to change as a result of, they're going to probe Chertoff. Great. Okay. And then what? What, they're going to bring him up on charges, too? They're not going to do that.
What happened with the Gonzalez guy they probed from the Bush administration?
He went away.
Yeah.
And replaced with Chertoff, right?
Whatever.
Or some other jackball.
Whatever. It's always the same.
All right. More coming up. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It looks like science is behind us on the issue of centralization. We'll talk about it here in moments. You can take control. Bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online from my desk with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. Germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. Germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. Germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone. 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. Germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those, including live streams. We've got a broadband version and a dial-up version of the show, both free for you at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. freetalklive.org, as many, many liberty-loving activists have done and will continue to do, and as more continue to discover the Free State Project, more will sign up, more will move, more will get active, it'll snowball, and before you know it, we'll have liberty in our lifetime. It's a done deal. At this point,
I have to, it's hard to grasp for so many people out there that are, just listening to the show and seeing what's happening here in America, but I believe it too.
Yeah. Well, we need your help. I mean, it's done if you come here and help. If you decide to wait and see if those guys in New Hampshire actually have success without you, it'll take a little longer. So with you, it'll be much quicker. So freestateproject.org. We talk on this program about the concepts of decentralization versus centralization. History has shown time and time again, and it's showing today, that centralized decision-making as a process is very poor. It just doesn't work. I mean, look at the communist regimes that have come and gone and crashed in, you know, amazing ways. Look at the failures time and time again of central command and control decision-making. And as it turns out, this story from ScienceNews.org backs it all up scientifically.
So I've got to hear this.
It's not just historically evident, it's also scientifically evident that centralized decision-making equals failure. Here's the story. It's the other Parkinson's, the progressive degeneration of a committee's ability to make decisions as the committee adds more members. English historian Cyril Northcote Parkinson observed in the 1950s that decision-making is severely impaired in committees of more than 20 people. Now, physicists have shown that the size of a country's executive cabinet appears to be linked to that country's overall efficiency, and they have found a possible mathematical explanation. Stefan Thurner, a physicist at the Medical University of Vienna, and his collaborators looked at the overall efficiency of virtually every government on the globe, as measured by the United Nations and World Bank, indicators taking into account factors such as literacy, life expectancy, and wealth. The researchers then looked at each country's executive cabinet. Cabinets are a good representation of countries, said Thurner. Common sense would suggest that smaller cabinets would find it easier to reach a consensus. But to get the rest of the country behind a decision, cabinets also have to be large enough to represent a wide range of constituencies, says Thurner. Behind every minister, there's a set of lobbyists, interest groups, and a large bureaucracy. On average, the team found a country's development was tied to the size of its executive cabinet. For example, Iceland, which the United Nations ranks as the world's most developed country, has a cabinet of just 12 members. Didn't you cite Iceland as one of the more liberty-friendly countries?
I'll have to check the heritage. I don't know that that's true.
The United States, which ranks 12th, has 17 cabinet members. Myanmar and the Ivory Coast, with 35 strong cabinets, rank 132nd and 166th. Now, I don't know if this is... I mean, this doesn't really sound that scientific to me. It sounds more kind of causal. Is that the right term? Causation is not... Correlation is not causation. These are correlative, not necessarily.
Well, I hesitate. I wonder what do they mean by a government efficiency? I mean, it sounds like kind terrorism to me. I don't know. It sounds like an oxymoron.
The researchers also tried to figure out how a committee size affects its efficiency and tried to explain Parkinson's 20-person rule. The team simulated committees as networks in which each member was a node. Before each vote, each member's opinion could be influenced by those of its immediate members in the network. Adjacent nodes could represent, for example, ministers belonging to the same political party. The simulation found that committees of 10 members or less could almost always reach a consensus. For larger committees, the chances of getting to a consensus were lower, and the chances decreased even more rapidly for committees of 20 people or more. The results show that Parkinson's law is not an accident, but a robust consequence of the opinion formation model.
Right. I don't think I really want the government making decisions. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, I agree. And that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire's legislature is so great, because there's 400-plus representatives in the legislature.
I think it's the third largest legislative body in the world. Yeah.
But what this is showing is they just picked government to use as their example. It's showing that the more people you involve in a process, the more difficult making decisions becomes. And it does show the inefficiency of centralized decision making. Things work better with a very small group of people, if not one person. It's always best to have, in my opinion, it's always best to have a single person making decisions. And if you don't like that person's decisions, you should go find another organization to join. I always find that to be the most, efficient way of doing things. The more people you add to the mix, the more difficult things become. And it seems like common sense, but this is just backing it up with the science. He says it's interesting they found a correlation, or they find a correlation, says one of the spokesmen for the New England Complex Systems Institute. He points out that the correlation is only true on average. In fact, the data shows some important exceptions. For example, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand have large cabinets but high efficiency scores. A committee's effective, and that may have more to do with the organization of the cabinets as well. It may have more to do with
free
the
freetheworld.com. Iceland comes in number 11, freest in the world. The United States tied with United Kingdom and Canada.
For what?
At number 5, economically free. So summary of economic freedom ratings 2005.
Gotcha. Okay. So there you go. A little bit of information.
Hong Kong, number 1.
Always
Singapore,
number
2.
Hong Kong kicks butt.
New Zealand, number 3. By the way, New Zealand has an almost complete democracy. They don't have the sort of the Bill of Rights protections that we
it's
do
open
in this country.
To, yeah, you can. Whoever's in charge in New Zealand can completely rewrite it.
It's just new. That's really why they have, you know, they haven't built the bureaucracy on top of the bureaucracy, and I suspect that's the reason why it's.
Well, there was actually a time in which
the freest white, Western, I guess, probably a more accurate term, Western English speaking.
From my very, very, very light research into New Zealand, because I was somewhat interested in researching it to possibly moving there in the case of calamity. From my very basic research into New Zealand, there was a time at which they deregulated some stuff there. So New Zealand was actually worse off in the past, and then they got better, and now they're back going worse, from what I understand. But it's, again, because the people in charge can completely restructure the government in whatever way they want.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's the scientific study that sort of backs up the common sense that says that the more people you add to a decision-making process, the more difficult it becomes to actually make those decisions. And it's so true. So decentralization is the way to go, which is why we've seen decentralized activism be so much more powerful and so much more effective than centralized controlled activism. And the most recent perfect example has to be the Ron Paul campaign, where Ron Paul and his campaign staff had no control whatsoever and did not wish to exert control over their various different activists who
went out. They're incapable of exerting control.
They also encouraged them to do their own thing at the same time. They realized how effective it was, where these activists could just go out there and create whatever sort of activism models they wanted to. They could go out and, you know, some of them made a blimp. They had the Ron Paul blimp.
The blimp was amazing.
You can guarantee I don't know how effective it ended up being, but it was
interesting. I don't know that it was effective, but it's amazing.
Right. As far as ROI is concerned, who knows?
Who knows?
But they paid for it all on their own. They organized it all on their own. They didn't have to go to anybody to ask anybody's permission to do it. And that's one of the greatest things about decentralization is nobody's in charge, and that's cool. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X nail gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and
I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away. So enjoy those, including the updates and the live streams, the bulletin board system, all for free for you at freetalklive.com. Well then, Mark, let's talk about saving lives, because the government would like you to believe that it's there for you if there's something that goes wrong. Something in nature, for instance, some sort of catastrophe. Look to FEMA or whatever fill-in-the-blank government agency that is allegedly supposed to keep you safe in a time of trouble. Look to the state, your protectors, your great, great masters. They will protect. They will save your life. They will bring you food. They will bring you water. They will help you in your time of need and trouble. Or maybe not.
Yeah. You've got to listen to the story. It goes on just a little bit, but the rabbit hole gets deeper. The facts come out.
Okay.
It's amazing.
What's going on?
From Nicosia, a tanker load of water sent from Greece to drought-stricken Cyprus, and there's a picture here which appears.
Is that a country? Cyprus.
Cyprus, yeah.
Okay. By Greece. Isn't it nearby Greece?
Island. No, Crete's the island that's split in two that's owned by Turkey and Greece. So Cyprus is, in fact, a Greek isle, is my belief.
Okay.
It may be its own country. I'm not sure. I've been there, and I can't really tell
you. I'll find out for you.
Cyprus cannot be used straight away. So the tanker load of water sent from Greece to drought-stricken Cyprus cannot be used straight away, government officials say on Wednesday, 2 weeks after... 2 weeks after the vessel anchored off the island. That's the island of Cyprus.
The vessel is full of water to give to grief-stricken people that are thirsty.
Yeah, anchored for 2.5 weeks off the island. There's a picture here of what appears to be a desert with the cracked, you know, the whole cracked sand thing that you see when, you know, you think about droughts.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? And there's, I don't know, something that looks like a moose in the middle of it. Doesn't look good.
It's really dry, is what you're saying.
The announcement of a... further delay in getting the water to households struggling with severe rationing was greeted with derision by the media and at least one opposition political party calling for an investigation.
So this is a Cyprus government that's stepping in the way of this? Is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. It had, well, okay. You'll see that the rabbit hole goes, okay? It had taken a fortnight. That's a week for us Americans.
Okay.
Fortnight's 2 weeks. It's 2 weeks to set up the infrastructure before the tanker containing the 40,000 cubic meters of water, it's big, could start unloading on Wednesday. So it took 2 weeks just for the unloading, to get ready for the unloading. An agricultural ministry statement said that it would go to aquifers instead of straight to households, as earlier announced, because the storage time or chlorination had given it an unpleasant smell. The company denied that the water smelled bad.
Wait a minute. People are dying of thirst.
It doesn't say dying. It says severe drought,
and
severe rationing, households struggling.
Okay. They're having trouble showering. How about that?
Yeah.
People are really having trouble with their water situation, and the government is saying, "Well, we need to put it through a little processing first, because it's kind of smelly."
The tanker is the first in a shuttle expected to bring an unprecedented 8 million cubic meters of water to the island from Greece by the end of November. Yeah, at this point.
By the end of November?
You've got to hear this. This is to help the Cypriots cope with one of the worst ever water shortages. A second ship is expected within days. Due to the... who knows how long that's going to sit offshore, right? Due to the chlorination, the water smells a bit. But, however, it is not going to waste, the agricultural minister said. In
rest assured.
2.5 months, we achieved a great feat.
Oh, my God.
It took 2.5 months to get the water to these people. Now, can you imagine if somebody said, you know, if Walmart was handling this and somebody said, we need water, we need it today, we're willing to pay. They would have had it out there and lickety-split.
Walmart had it there without anybody paying for it. Lickety-split. And they were turned around by the government.
That's in the Katrina incident you're talking about. But here, people are relying on their governments to take care of this, and you got two governments dealing with each other, then you got a contractor, and...
Well, in many cases, it's not the fact that people are relying on the governments, it's just that they can't turn anywhere else, because the governments usually stop anyone else who wants to help from helping.
And, they've taken so much of their money that they're not willing to pay for that on their own.
Right. The people will rely on whoever it is that brings in the damn water.
Yeah.
It's just the government won't let anybody but the government bring the water. And if your water didn't come in government-approved containers and you didn't fill out the appropriate paperwork beforehand, turn right around, buddy.
You can't have that dangerous water.
Well, this story very similar to one of the stories after the aftermath of Katrina that I don't recall if it was someone who called to tell us about this or what. It's been a while. But the story was basically that doctors were arriving at a place where there were a lot of people. They were coalescing people that were having problems into one location, and doctors were arriving there to help out, and a doctor wanted to go and help with some patients. There was, you know, triage was going on, basically.
Right.
And this doctor was qualified and able to help with these folks, and he wanted to, but he couldn't because the bureaucrats were preventing him from doing so before he went through some sort of bureaucratic process of filling out forms and getting approved by FEMA to be a FEMA-approved doctor to work on that particular site.
Where are you going, Buster, in your
Hold on. Hold on a second. You might help people without permission. I mean, this is what we're talking about. Lives are on the line, and all these bureaucrats are concerned with is dotting the I's and crossing T's.
Yeah, it's true.
Is there more to the water story?
Yeah, it goes on.
Okay.
I can't believe that it goes on, but it does continue to go on. The bureaucrat here, and I'm not even going to attempt his name, in just 2.5 months, we achieved a great feat. I will not accept that serious mistakes were made. The water will be filtered naturally in aquifers and can be channeled into the water grid. It's not clear how long this would take. So far, it's been 2.5 months to get a boat from Greece to Cyprus. So they're in the Mediterranean together. Cyprus desalinates seawater, but not enough to cover the needs of its 800,000 people and visitors at the height of tourist season. The tanker carrying the water...
Okay, stop for a moment. How would that situation be different if the marketplace was in charge of water. Instead of the government being in charge of getting water to people, if the marketplace were responsible for this, there would be no drought. Because people in search of profit would get out and they'd figure out ways to get the water to the people as necessary because they've got customers to satisfy. If they needed more desalination capability, it would be built. Whereas the government, well, sorry, we just don't have enough.
If Disney World needs more bathrooms because people come, they build them.
Right. We're surrounded by water here on Cyprus. But, well, we don't have enough desalination, and, you know, what can we do? We're the government. People, I mean, it's amazing that somebody could sit out there and say, well, we need the government to take care of us. We need them. What if we did? If we didn't have, you guys, how can you say the marketplace would take care of people? They would leave people starving and dying in the streets because they wouldn't have water. You know those greedy corporate capitalists, they wouldn't help anybody.
You know, and they give all the credit for anything that's ever happened in history to the government. It's insane. You'd think that, that the government has solved all the problems in the free marketplace that the free marketplace has in our history. It's amazing to me. But they'll credit the government for bringing us out of the Great Depression. Whoa, people! The government was the one who put us in the Great Depression.
There was more you sent to the story?
Yeah. Yes. I have to switch between pages here. So the tanker was carrying the water sailed to Cyprus with much fanfare. There was fireworks, trumpets, and a blessing from the island's senior Christian clerics at the end of June. Holy water went stinky, wrote the Daily Politus. Cyprus's reservoirs are only 6.7% full. Emergency measures have rationed running water into households, while some borehole-supplying communities have been shut down because they are at risk of seawater contamination.
The solution is never to turn water supply over to the marketplace. It's always to ration and to cut back.
Right,
when it
absolutely
comes to the government, it's always to ration. Have we ever had to ration hamburgers?
No. Ration housing, ration all the important things to life.
Nothing. If it's provided by the marketplace, there's no shortage unless the government steps in to create an artificial one.
We have running water twice a week, says Nikki Saturnio 27. Running water twice a week.
And they're concerned about stinky water. You've got stinky people.
That they're now saying that our water is not safe for consumption, so I'm not even giving it to my dog any tap water to drink in case it causes him harm.
My goodness. Is there more to this?
No, that's it.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever it is that you want. You want shortages? Put the government in charge. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 6-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It'll prevent future problems and help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when taking Heart and Body Extract. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305. That's 1-866-295-5305. Or go to hbextract.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. And that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Only moments remain, just enough time for your call, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can vote for us. If you haven't done it yet this month, it's a once-a-month thing, simple request that we make from our listeners. If you like the program, just go to vote.freetalklive.com and cast your vote for the show. Very simple. Takes you less than a minute. All you need is an email address, and it makes a big difference for us in the podcast alley rankings.
Yeah, apparently not quite simple enough. We're still sitting at number 2.
We
need less than 50 votes to move us up, and we seem to be stalled out there in that position. And if you get up right now and go take care of this, I swear it won't take any time at all. If you just IM a few friends, ask them to go to vote.freetalklive.com, we can get this taken care of, and we can be in the number one position. It's the 17th. We really should be in the number one position by now.
Absolutely. Please help us out at vote.freetalklive.com. So we talked a moment ago about how if you want something to fail, put the government in charge of it. I mean, these fools can't even get water to thirsty people.
Yeah.
They can't help you. You cannot expect or count on these people for assistance. And unfortunately, because of the government, you can't count on anyone else for assistance, because in most disaster situations, the government prohibits anybody else from coming in to help. So those people who are most qualified and most motivated to come in and help in a situation are prevented from entering the zones that are restricted and cordoned off by the government people. So the people that actually need the help end up starving to death and dying because the government wasn't there when they needed them the most. And no amount of changing bureaucrats around is going to fix that problem. No amount of bureaucratic restructuring, no amount of new funding, no amount of buying new toys or whatever is going to fix that problem. It has to do with what we talked about before, this, you know, the command and control mentality, the centralization of control, where everybody who wants to do something has to go to the central authority to get approval first and make sure the forms are filled out right and all this bureaucratic nonsense that goes along with the process of whatever it is that they're trying to accomplish. And you just gave a perfect example out of the country of Cyprus as to how there's 40 tons, cubic tons or whatever, of water sitting out there waiting for people to get it, and the government is just dragging their feet at and they're patting themselves on the back at the same time. They're dragging their feet. It's been like a month and a half or whatever that it's been sitting there docked waiting for people to get the
It's been
the
sitting
water.
There docked for 2 weeks, and it took 2.5 months in total
to get
ready
this done.
For yeah.
it, right? They had to do stuff in order to bring the water in.
It's incredible.
And so it's just failure after failure, yet people still believe, they still have this indoctrinated belief set that says that, well, we need government. They're helping. They're keeping us safe. And it's just nonsense. They're putting you in danger. The government being in control of such a critical resource as water. I mean, this is the blood of human life. 70% of your body is water, as I understand it. At least that's what I learned in government school. But this is the most critical, arguably the most critical thing for your life. And government is in charge of it? No wonder when there's a shortage of water, they can't find solutions quick. They're the government. They do everything slowly, poorly, inefficiently.
Yeah.
Well, there is a little bit of competition in the world of helping people, in the world of saving lives. And it's a story that's kind of familiar. We've actually talked about this in the past. And the AP is reporting on private firefighters. You know those California wildfires mm-hmm. that are destroying all kinds of property and destroying lives? Well, seated behind the wheel of a fire engine, Dave Breglia follows a map dotted with expensive homes threatened by wildfires. His job is to protect high-end real estate and save an insurance company millions of dollars. Breglia, who's a private contractor, said, "I'll never know where I'll go next or how long I'll be there, but this season I'll bet I'll be on the road until October." Business is booming for private firefighting companies as drought and soaring temperatures combine to create one of the worst fire seasons in years across the West. Some contractors are even acquiring their own fire engines and flying helicopters. But some fire officials question the reliance on private crews, raising doubts about their training and whether they could get in the way of government firefighters. Others are concerned that a trend toward privatization will give protection to the wealthy but leave other homeowners vulnerable to the flames. These fools, these government bureaucrats, know absolute jack squat about what business is all about. And they're showing their ignorance here. Oh, you're going to get in our way. Hey, wait a minute, you're out there you're actually fighting fires successfully. You're making us look bad. Mm. That's not what they're saying, but that's actually what's going on here. And they're using the old, well, you guys are only helping wealthy people. Well, wait a minute. The fire marketplace is displaced. It's not how it normally would be. Normally, without government fire protection, we would have the McDonald's of fire protection, where there would be very low-cost insurance, very basic protection measures, stuff that would be enough to protect a house but not go over and above the call of duty, and the rich people could still have their over-excessive fire protections that they want to have. Can
sure.
poor people afford big-screen TVs today?
Well, no.
Well, yes, the hell they can't. Have you ever been in a poor person's home, Mark?
Well, I must live in one. I don't have a big screen TV.
Well, not a poor person.
I have a big screen TV. I don't have one of those flat plasma screen TVs, if that's what you're asking.
You can get a plasma screen, or not a plasma, you can get an LCD set 37 inches for less than $1,000. That's a nice big screen.
I haven't got that kind of money to spend on a television
poor
set.
Poor people do. They have that kind of money to spend on. Oh, what I'm pointing out here, Mark, is that these kinds of TVs, when they came out, were $100,000, $50,000, $60,000, and now they're down in the $1,000 to $2,000 to $3,000 range.
Mm-hmm.
Because when a service is available in the marketplace, it starts expensive usually, and the early adopters, they don't usually get the best version. You know, the people that bought the Xbox 360 when it came out, there were some bugs. The early adopters, that's part of what they deal with, to be the first kid on the block to have, product X. And so as it comes out and the marketplace says, yeah, this is a good product, more people start to buy it. As more people start to buy it, it becomes more affordable for the companies to manufacture it.
Yeah, for the economy of scale.
And lower the costs. And so the same thing would happen with fire protection. Fire protection. How often do places burn down? It's not that damn often.
No, it's not that common.
So for the most part, fire protection would be relatively a profitable business.
And
but they burn down more often than they flood, I think.
And the fees would be relatively low. Because if you aren't paying a lot of claims, you don't have to charge a lot of money for the protection services. Now, would the fees be higher in the areas of California where there are a lot of fires? Probably. Probably be the case. But to suggest that, oh, well, poor people will never be able to afford fire protection, it's ludicrous. First of all, most poor people don't have their own houses. So the poor people you're talking about would be renting. And the rentals would include protection for fire because the landlords don't want to lose their house. They don't want to lose their assets.
My biggest concern with renting my properties is, you know, right up there, you know, it's water and fire. Those are my concerns. I'm concerned that renters will, you know, light candles and leave them burning and set houses on fire.
So what else do these fools have to say from the government? Janet Upton, a spokesbureaucrat for the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection, says, life has to come first, then property. We know the number of private contractors is on the rise. If they communicate with us, then they could be an asset. If not, they're a big liability. By Tuesday, most of the blazes started by a huge lightning storm more than 3 weeks ago had been extinguished, and some of the largest fires were nearing containment. Fires have blackened more than 1,300 square miles in places like Big Sur and other parts of California. About 100 homes have been destroyed and many others damaged. We've really turned a corner, said a state fire department spokesman, but we have to remember that this is just July and our biggest fires are historically in September and October. 288 blazes are still active, according to the bureaucrats, and most are in the mountaintops. The move toward private fire crews is in some ways a throwback to an earlier era where homeowners in colonial times joined together to form fire clubs that protected members' homes. Early fire departments were often supported by insurance companies that had a vested interest in preventing disaster.
Yeah.
In modern times, timber and oil companies have used private firefighters for years, but now insurers concerned about the high cost of home replacement are hiring private contractors too. Now look, if the government was good at doing what it does, and in this case, fighting fires, and
sure.
I'm not denying, some of those firefighters, they love their jobs.
Right. Oh, I don't want to say that they're not brave people that are trying to do, you know, the best when it comes to fighting fires, but they're hamstrung by the bureaucracy that they work for.
Right. If the marketplace is demanding greater fire protections, the government bureaucracy cannot respond to those marketplace demands because it's insulated from market signals. It doesn't even know that the market is demanding those things. So it has no idea what to do as a result of what the marketplace is looking for. But luckily, people in search of profit can step in, and they can help save these homes from burning down. But if these bureaucrats had their way, all the private fire departments would be out of business, and they would just say, well, your house should burn down, because it's good for the community.
No, but hey, look, lives come before property.
Just a bunch of nonsense, these fools. Well, you know, thank goodness they're at least not outlawing these private companies yet.
Yet.
We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
By the age of